Blog Talk Radio. Well, it's Friday night, everybody, and you know what that means. It's time for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pace. Prolific Fire Ministry is honored to present to you Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pace. Now, if you're somebody that needs prayer and you listen to the sound of my voice, I want you to know that you still have time to jump on the phone line and receive prayer. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. So be sure to call in. You have time. What's going to happen, I'm going to open the phone line, and Prophetess Pace is going to pray what's in her spirit, after which I'm going to come back and open the phone lines and hopefully pray with you. The song that opened us up on tonight was Something Happens. Papa, she'll hear you. With that being said, the next voice you hear will be that of a woman of God, Prophetess Pace. Prophetess Pace, you're on the air.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank and praise God on tonight that Faith on the Line, all of you all that tuned in, all of you all that get ready to tune in. I even thank and praise God for still thanking God for the New Year's 2019. Thank and praise God. I thank and praise God for all of you all on tonight. I thank and praise God for all of you that's going to tune in later and watch the listen to the replay. I thank and praise God for those that on the phone line, those that on iTunes. I even want to thank and praise God if we have any newbies tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you and you and you. I want to thank and praise God because this is a line simply for faith, for faith. And the Hebrews tell us in Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Excuse me. And I thank and praise God for faith. Faith is a ministry. That faith is what I walk in. Faith is what I know. Faith is not something that I talk about. Faith is something that I live. Faith is something that God had to bring me to. Once upon a time, I didn't even have faith. But throughout the going through pain and trouble and difficult things in life, it caused me to have faith. And I thank and praise God for faith, because without faith, it would be possible for me to please God. Without faith, if I didn't know how to trust, I wouldn't know how to trust him. I wouldn't know how to believe in him. I wouldn't know how to just give it all to him. But I thank and praise God for faith on tonight. And I want to also let you all know that God tells us in his word that if we just trust and believe him, just a grain, or just a little mustard seed, just a little old seed. And that's just how much faith you have, just a little faith. You don't have to have a whole lot, just a little bit. And you just show God that you trust him. And I thank and praise God that I trust him. And I thank and praise God for all of those that whatever you're going through with, or maybe you may be seeking God for something, or maybe you may be affected by the government shutdown. But I want to let you all know that faith, it's in faith. God just step and walk out on faith. And this is God. Some people that are in their trying time. And God wants you to know that he's sitting high and he looks low. God letting you know that he's the same God that he was yesterday, that he is today, that he is going to be tomorrow and forever and ever. He's going to be that same God. And God wants us to trust him like never before. So I want to let you all know on tonight, the word tonight is to let's trust God in whatever we're going through. Some people are battling with situations since the governor shutdown had started. But God wants you to know that he's not going to leave you, nor he's going to forsake you. God wants you to know that he's there. God wants you to know that he holds the key to everything. The Word of God tells us to trust Him and not man. And I want you all to know to trust God on tonight. It's not going to be like this always. God is going to put a stop to whatever is going on. I don't put my trust in Donald Trump. I don't put my trust in Buddha. I don't put my trust in all these other gods. But I trust God to do what He says He's going to do. And if His word says, if God promises what He says He's going to do, He's going to do it. And so let us all, let's pray together. Let's join our faith together. Let's trust God in everything that we're going through with. Maybe you may not be feeling like feeling your best. Maybe you got some bad news on today. Maybe somebody walked out on you. Or maybe some things happened that you didn't want to happen. Or maybe you got the job that you're looking for that ain't what you want right now. But the Word of God tells us to trust Him with whatever we want Him to do. And that's what we're going to pray for on tonight, that God will break every chain that the enemy is trying to throw up against God's people. And God is getting ready to do a new thing in our life. Whoever wants it, if you believe in God for that new thing, let's continue to trust Him and believe Him. I'm believing God that God turned things around. And I thank and praise God. The Word of God tells us whatever we believe for, whatever we trust Him for, then we got to step out on faith. Put that faith to work. Work with the faith without work is dead. You got to put some work in it. Like this, though, you tell people you love them and you care about them. Okay, those are good things to do. Those are good things. And you maybe you do love them. Well, sometimes you got to show that you love a person by reaching out to them, by giving them a gift. Say, listen to my brother or my sister. I love you. So let's show, let us have faith. Just like that, that's all faith for you. Just like you tell a person you love them and you show them that you love them, and faith just the other way around. You don't even see it, but you yet believe it. And then next thing you know, God begin to bless you what you didn't even see, what you couldn't even see. He brings it forth. He brings it forth. God do what He says He's going to do. So let's get our minds. Let us try to clear our minds and let us let's go together in unity. Let's pray. I'm not going to say clear your mind or clinical because there's always something on our minds. But let's ask God to allow us to go into prayer right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you on tonight. Father, I thank you for being so good and so kind and so merciful to us. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your power. Thank you, God, for even the anointing. Father God, I want to also say before I get into, Lord God, giving you thanks and praise and asking you for things, God, I ask you, God, even right now. Maybe we committed a sin today that was not of you. God, forgive us. Maybe we omit a sin, Lord God, that was not of you. Forgive us, God. Lord, maybe we heard the wrong thing, God, and then you didn't want our ears to hear. Lord, forgive us for that. God, maybe we even spoke things out of our mouth. Lord, God, they wouldn't even should have been even spoken out of them. God, forgive us, God. Lord, I thank you even right now for what you're doing. I thank you for what you already have done. I thank you, God, for making a way right now. I thank you, Lord, that I see the way clearly, God. I thank you, God, that we are not affected by the government shutdown. God, your words say that you've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor your seed will have to beg for bread. That lets us know, God, that you're going to take care of us, God, no matter what's going on, Lord God, upstate, up north, or whatever's going on, God. You're going to take care of your children. God, your word tells us, God, to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And all these things will be added unto us. Your word says, God, whatever we ask in your name, you will do it. God, somebody's seeking you for finance right now. And we declare and declare right now, God, that you will open up a door of blessing for that sister or that brother. Somebody seeking you, Lord God, for direction in their life. Somebody seeking you, Lord, to direct them to what to do. Somebody seeking you, Lord God, because they don't know which way to turn. Lord God, because everywhere they turn, don't seem like, Lord, that they are not getting anywhere. But God, your words say just trust. God, help us, God, tonight. Help us, Lord God, to lean to you and not our own understanding. Help us, God, to, Lord, to bow down to you and not no other God, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, touch us right now. Somebody may be hurting in their body right now, God. We decree and declare, we speak healing over their body right now. But your word said, God, that you heal, God, all diseases. You heal, God, all sickness. You heal, God, all diseases, Lord God. And Lord, you even spoke to them. You spoke to them, the spirit, God, and you began to cause that spirit to move, to leave, Lord God, and never come back again. God, touch my sister in her body. You touch my brother in his body. Whatever that diagnosis was today or yesterday or maybe last year or maybe, God, last month, God, we decree and declare that it is not so, God. And we decree and declare that it's healed because your word said it's healed. Lord, you took it to the cross. And it was healed. We are healed, God. By your stripes, we are healed. God, whatever that situation is, Lord God, that they may be battling with, God, Lord, that Crohn's disease, God, that, Lord, when somebody is suffering with high blood pressure, extreme high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, cancer, God, lupus, God, touch right now. God, I decree and declare right now that it's healed, God, because your word said it's already healed. Lord, it's so, God, it's so, Jesus. Lord, if your word said it, and I believe it, God. And Lord, I thank you, God, for even drying up, Lord God, AIDS, Lord God. Drying it up, God. Drying up, Lord God, right now, God. Lord, somebody may be, Lord, suffering with, Lord God, hip replacement, God. Somebody may be suffering with nerve problems, nerve damage, God. In the name of Jesus, somebody may be suffering with cerebral palsy, God. But I ask you right now, God, that you will speak to it right now. And you begin to cause it to line up with your word. That their muscle will be loosened, Lord. That they will begin, Lord God, that it will begin to be healed, Lord God. And Lord, I thank you right now. Somebody suffering with, Lord God, sinus infection. Maybe the flu, God. Or maybe a bad allergy, Lord. Lord, touch right now. Somebody suffering with peanut allergy or food allergy or, God, or maybe, Lord God, somebody suffering with fragrant allergy, God. Lord, we come against it right now that they will begin to breathe, that they will begin to be healed and dried up in the name of Jesus. Say to loosen it right now. We send you back to hell from where you come from. In the mighty name of Jesus, God said they are healed. God said that they are healed. God said that whatever he, God said, it's going to be so. And Lord, we speak it by force, God. We speak it by force in the name of Jesus. We call that thing though it were. In the name of Jesus, it's healed. In the name of Jesus, it's delivered. In the name of Jesus, you will not see it again. Father God, look upon somebody, God. They trust in you, God. To, Lord, show them direction, God, and which way to move. They say they, Lord, they trust in you, Lord God, to, Lord, direct them if they should take this job or not, God. Lord, somebody trust in you, God, for their husband to be saved, for their wife to be saved, Lord, for their in-laws to be saved, God, for their sisters and brothers to be saved, Lord God. Bring deliverance and save them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For your word tell us, God, that, Lord God, they are saved or speaking. Lord, I thank you for your word, God. In Proverbs 18 and 21, it let us know life And death is in the power of the tongue. Whatever we speak, y'all, be careful. Be careful. The word of God tells us to be careful what we speak. Be careful what we say, because it will be just what come out of your mouth. Lord, touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, thank you for your protection, God. Somebody has to travel, God, and near and far away, God, but they need your protection, God. Lord, we ask you to provide the way, God. But Lord, people woke, God. Somebody have a sleep disorder, God. Somebody have an eating disorder, God. We declare and declare, God, that you will step in, God. Somebody even, God, needs you, God, for bipolar, God, schizophrenic. Lord, they act a certain way they don't mean to, God, but they don't even know what's going on. Touch them in the name of Jesus. You dumb spirit, you go back to hell for which you come from. You foolish spirit, you go back to hell for where you come from. In the name of Jesus, God, somebody needs you, God. Lord God, somebody have mood disorder, God. Everything, God, that is not of you, we call it out and we speak it by force that it will not travail. It will not travail. It's my sister or my brother. Somebody needs you, Lord. Somebody asking you to come into their life because they don't know how to receive you. But Lord God, you go into their, Lord, teach them how to come into their life. Lord, teach them, God. Somebody done backslide, and they want to come back, God. They're holding themselves hostage. They won't forgive themselves because of something they did on last night. Because something they said, Lord God, they shouldn't have said. Because something they did that they shouldn't have done. But God, your word say you forgive us, God. You forgive us, and the sin you remember no more. God, let them turn to you and ask for forgiveness. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you. And I give your name the honor and the glory and the praise on tonight. Thank you, God, for all of those that are listening, all of those that's going to listen. And Lord, I speak blessings over their life. And I bind up every curse that the enemy tried to, Lord, speak over them right now. In Jesus' name I pray, and I give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. You all have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Be safe, stay blessed, and I will turn it over to Prophetess Stacy. And anybody have a prayer request, call in, turn it over to Prophet Stacy. She will take it from here. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
At this time, I see that there are no live prayer requests on tonight. If you listen to the sound of my voice, and like the woman of God just said, you're in a backslidden state, but you want to come back to God, repeat after me. Father God, I am a sinner in need of Jesus. I admit things myself. I confess that I have been wrong, that I've done some things wrong. Help me to get my life together. Take my life and do something with it. Save me. I want to be saved. I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. If you pray that prayer on tonight, you are saved. You're into the family of God. Continue to stay connected to the ministry. Continue to stay connected to prayer. And God will be right there for you. You will make it through whatever you're going through. To God be the glory. With that being said, there's still no prayer request live for tonight. So, everybody listening on the sound of my voice, be sure to join me on Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. That's 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific for Prolific Fire, when the message will be Push Yourself. Be sure to tune in for that. Until next time, over here for Prophetess Paige and myself, God bless you. we're out.